A common objection you may hear from the field as it relates to the osteogen device may be, the technology and data that support the device are too old. Prior to responding, it's important to understand why the physician may be presenting this as an objection. Does he or she not trust you, or is just trying to see how you react? Do we know if clinical data is important in this physician's ordering criteria, or if he or she is just throwing it out as a smokescreen? If you receive this objection in the field, you may respond with something like this. Doctor, I appreciate you being honest with me regarding your concern with the technology and data. If I were you, I would certainly want to ensure the technology I'm prescribing is effective and that the device has relevant, quality data to support it. Can you help me understand where this concern may be coming from? What about the technology or data that supports it is most important to you? How does the science behind the technology and the data that supports it influence your treatment recommendations for your patients? After asking various clarifying questions, you determine the timing of the published data is a true concern. You may respond with something like this. While there isn't brand new data to further demonstrate the safety and efficacy of the devices, various preclinical publications and clinical studies have been performed to demonstrate the basic science of the technology and the consistent clinical outcomes of the device. Preclinical research has demonstrated that direct current stimulation of bone tissue resulted in the addition of electrochemical ferritic changes, which contributed to bone remodeling and formation. The direct current technology is the only constant and controlled stimulation technology delivering precise treatment to the fusion site, allowing patients to receive direct treatment continuously for optimal bone growth and repair. Additionally, over the years, 3 high-quality clinical studies have been performed, which demonstrate proven, statistically significant outcomes, particularly in patients with specific risk factors. For example, the original clinical study performed demonstrated a clinical and radiological healing success rate of 86% was achieved in the tibia, femur, humerus, and ulna 10 months after the injury occurred. The clinical data we do have is high-quality, level 1 data with very difficult-to-heal fracture non-union patients enrolled. EBI is the original bone growth stimulator company, backed by strong preclinical research and quality clinical evidence that demonstrate the safety and efficacy of its technologies and products. It has over 40 years of proven clinical experience treating patients. It is the only company with 3 stimulation technologies for the treatment of fracture non-unions, that is, direct current, pulsed electromagnetic fields, and capacitive coupling. What are your thoughts on what I just shared? Have I addressed your concern?